Donald Trump's allies rejoice as collusion narrative crumbles. By Matthew Boyle on March 25, 2019. President Donald Trump's top allies are publicly celebrating the implosion of the Russia scandal after special counsel Robert Mueller cleared the president of all allegations. Mueller's report to Attorney General Bill Barr indicates no collusion between Trump's campaign and the Russians in 2016 and no evidence that Trump obstructed justice. I've been sitting here watching CNN and MSNBC all day long, and there's been so much water in the eyes of these anchors that two things could only be going on. They've either been crying before they go on air, or they're all lighting up fat joints before they go on air, but I don't think I've ever seen so many watery eyes on CNN and MSNBC. Andy Sarabian, a former White House official who also ran the 2016 campaign war room, said on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel on Sunday evening. For the last 2 years, what we've witnessed is the biggest conspiracy theory in the history of the United States government, propagated by rogue elements of the United States government, a political party in the Democrat Party, and the entire mainstream media, from the Washington Post to BuzzFeed to MSNBC and all the rest. They've all been in lockstep pushing this conspiracy theory, Sarabian added. There's never been any basis for it. Of course, the Christopher Steele memo dossier, which was supposedly the basis for this whole charade, we know that now to be full of crock. That was nothing more than a crock, and that's how this whole thing started. And so the media, the Democrat Party, the deep state as some call it, they were the ones colluding. They colluded together to perpetrate this conspiracy on the American people. And now that Mueller and his group of 18 Democrats are finally done, and they couldn't find anything to pin on this president, they couldn't find anything to pin on Donald Trump Jr., they couldn't find anything to pin on the president's campaign. They couldn't even find anything close to collusion to pin on anyone close to the campaign, not even any informal advisors that they could find anything on collusion on. After 2 years of these conspiracy theories falling flat, are any of these people going to apologize? Is Rachel Maddow going to go on TV tomorrow and apologize to her viewers for misleading them? Listen to Andy Sarabian on Breitbart News Sunday. Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was similarly critical of the fake narrative against Trump on this front. Listen to Charlie Kirk on Breitbart News Saturday. President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, said the investigation wasted tons of taxpayer dollars to prove what everyone like him already knew: there was no collusion with the Russians. I think it's important that we recognize that the Mueller team has come to the same conclusion that I knew from day one, and it didn't cost me $25 million, 1 year, 10 months, and 6 days to figure out that we didn't collude with the Russians, Lewandowski said on Breitbart News Sunday. As you know, this whole narrative, this whole hoax, this whole scandal was perpetuated because of the fact that Hillary Clinton lost an election that everyone told her she was going to win. She took $5 million of her campaign money and hired an outside legal counsel, and then they went and created this false dossier, which is what launched this investigation. What the Democrats will tell you, what the left will tell you, is that this investigation was launched because a campaign volunteer went overseas to London and had a conversation with some ambassador to a different country. If that's the criteria for launching $25 million of taxpayer money and having the President of the United States under investigation for 2 years, then every single volunteer on every single Democratic presidential campaign had better use caution. Lewandowski added that there is no question there must be criminal investigations into the behavior and conduct of the players behind originating this hoax. Look, I have to tell you, sometimes I'm lucky, and sometimes I'm good, and I'm not sure which one it is, but I did write this great book called Trump's Enemies, and we outline in this book everything that has been going on. We asked the president, the only book that he sat for an interview with for the first 2 years of his administration, do you think Barack Obama and Susan Rice, his national security advisor, knew of this plot to stop him from becoming the president? And his answer was, you bet they did, Lewandowski said. Listen to Corey Lewandowski on Breitbart News Sunday. Jason Miller, who served as communications director for the Trump 2016 campaign and for the transition team, said on Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that the liberal tears over the past 24 hours have been nothing short of amazing. It's almost like the fake news propagandists just found out that Santa Claus isn't real. Miller said, this witch hunt was a disgraceful, coordinated effort by Democrats and deep state operatives as part of their insurance policy to stop the president. First, they had the popular vote. Then, it was Comey. Then it was this Russia hoax. Tens of millions of dollars spent on this bogus effort. Thousands of hours of speculative cable TV snowflakes making things up and attacking President Trump. 40 Republican House seats lost in the midterms all because of nothing. Let's talk about what this end result is: no collusion, no obstruction of justice, just sad, pathetic Democratic excuses for why crooked Hillary lost in 2016. Miller added that the media's credibility has now suffered a devastating blow. American news media will never be the same, Miller said. It's forever ruined. It's over. The ultimate hoax has been exposed. Let's take a look at where this leaves us, and these are things you're not going to see on TV. We have an amazing economy. It will get even better with this special counsel nonsense out of the way. But the Democrats are still going. They still want to push forward with impeachment and their 81 bogus subpoenas that they're pushing to try to harass people, anyone involved in Trump world. But here's an important point. I think this 2020 Democratic field is in such disarray that I wonder if former Vice President Biden even gets in now. Does he really want his lasting legacy to be getting run over by the Trump train? Listen to Jason Miller on Breitbart News Saturday. Former White House adviser Cliff Sims was equally fired up on Breitbart News Sunday this weekend. When asked to explain why they hate Trump so much, Sims said what he saw up close and personal when he was by Trump's side for years is that he really is a kind of an existential threat to the status quo that has existed in the media for so long. Which is, they are so big, with the rare exception of Breitbart and a few others. They are in such total control of the narrative that they've been able to bully people into submission. There is finally somebody who, by sheer force of will and personality and just flat-out refusal to back down, who was able to counter that, Sims added of the president. And they can't abide by that. It's a threat to their very existence. What we have seen play out over the last couple of years, culminating in the report coming out here, is their credibility, whatever little bit of credibility they had left. And, look, the polling numbers already showed that people don't believe them. Their credibility is in the tank already. I mean, this is an absolute disaster. They're facing a substantial reckoning the likes of which I don't know if we've ever seen before. Listen to Cliff Sims on Breitbart News Sunday. Arthur Schwartz, a GOP strategist who works closely with the First Family and with the White House, said on Breitbart News Saturday that he recalls the fake news that CNN printed about former Trump communications director Anthony Scaramucci, a story that alleged he had ties to Russians and was under investigation. It was all fake, and CNN retracted the hit piece, and three of its staffers involved were forced to resign. Schwartz said he hopes there will be similar levels of accountability media-wide, on a much larger scale, of course, now that the entire Russia collusion story has collapsed. Schwartz added that he is confident the evidence that the media either deliberately or willfully misled the American people on this scandal exists and will come to light in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Listen to Arthur Schwartz on Breitbart News Saturday.